Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock. We've been talking a lot here on the morning show in the last few years about artificial intelligence. It's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And there are good sides of it and some bad sides of it as well. A lot of teens are using AI for schoolwork, but they're using it for a lot more, and it has some parents concerned. Joining us right now to talk more about how we can talk to our kids about AI and some things that parents need to watch for, care management physician at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Dr. Angela Seabright. Dr. Seabright, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. What are some of the concerns when it comes to AI and kids?
Yeah, so, you know, kids are smart and they are using AI just like anyone else. And, you know, they can use it as a tool. We see them using it for school and just to ask questions. But now we're seeing the use of AI platforms that use chatbots, which are basically these digital friends that you can talk or text with whenever you want. And so teens are engaging in conversation with these platforms, with these chatbots, that's really designed to simulate human-like interaction. So it goes beyond just asking, you know, a simple math question or a geography question or help with their homework. They're actually using AI as a friend, as a trusted source, as someone they can talk to about their feelings. They even have relationships with these chatbots. So, you know, parents are already overwhelmed monitoring their child's internet use and social media, and now our teens are engaging with this new technology, which early evidence suggests can be harmful for their mental health.
Well, it can be because we just don't know how involved these chatbots become in kids' lives, and the advice they give is not always necessarily good.
That's true. We just don't know to what degree they're engaging, what questions they're asking. And that's actually part of the appeal for teens, because teens are going through a lot of social, emotional, and physical changes. And so these platforms act as a space for them to ask sensitive questions, get advice, emotional support, and they may not feel comfortable asking those questions to their parents, their doctor, their peers. And so that's what they're using AI for. And one in three teens polled in a recent survey found that their conversations with AI companions, they found to be as satisfying or more satisfying than those with real life friends. And again, some young people, they maybe don't have a trusted adult they can talk to, or they just don't feel comfortable discussing sensitive topics with. AI is always available. There's no fear of judgment, which also appeals to teens.
What are some things that parents should be watching for and talking to their kids about?
That's a great question. I mean, the biggest concern is replacing real-life interactions with a chatbot. So if you find that your teen is, their screen time has just skyrocketed, they're spending much more time on their phone, on the internet, they're not engaging with you, with their friends and family as much as they used to, that would be a red flag. If they seem more withdrawn, if they're having any mood changes, again, these would be things to discuss with your teen. Parents just have to be diligent these days when it comes to technology. And so talking with your teen about, you know, their device and their apps, what settings they have, you know, you want to understand what data is being collected as well. A lot of people don't think about that. There are different platforms that have parental control options or family accounts that can help parents stay on top of their child's screen use as well. Again, a lot of these platforms are not for users under the age of 18. So we need to be careful about that and see what apps are on your teen's device and make sure you're having that conversation that, you know, when it comes to AI, it's definitely a tool, but we can't accept it at face value. AI has its limitations. We want to make sure that teens are developing their own problem-solving skills and that they're verifying any information or advice they get, especially when it comes to their health, with a healthcare professional, a trusted adult, just someone else besides totally relying on AI.
Yeah, boy, you're right. Parents have so much to worry about, be concerned about. This is another, but certainly one worth monitoring and being aware of, because AI is not going anywhere. This is not a fad. This is something that is going to be with us for the long haul, isn't it?
It really is, and especially, you know, with younger generations, this is going to be part of their daily life, their work life, their home life, and we've seen how AI use has just skyrocketed even in the last few months. If you think about your own use with AI, you know, a year ago, we probably weren't using it as much as we are now. And so teens are always a couple steps ahead of us when it comes to technology. So you better believe they're aware that the technology is out there. They're downloading the apps. They're utilizing it. So again, I think just having that conversation with your teen about what apps they're using, why are they using their apps? Are they looking for somebody to talk to? Maybe they need to talk with a professional, face-to-face interaction. Again, the goal is just using it as a tool, but not replacing human interaction.
Dr. Seabright, is there somewhere people can go for more information about what we've been talking about here this morning?
Yep. For more health tips and information, you can visit miBlueDaily.com.
We will check it out. Doctor, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.